Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to De'Longhi conference call, led by the CEO, Mr. Fabio De'Longhi, and the investor relator, Mr. Fabrizio Micheli. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. Now I hand you over to Mr. Fabio De'Longhi. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. Fabio De'Longhi. Today represents an important cornerstone for the story of De'Longhi Group. After 10 years of being listed in the Milan Stock Exchange with a successful track record of 150% growth over 10 years versus a negative index of approximately 50%. After reaching in 2010 record sales for the group at 1.6 billion, of which 79% delivered by household division and 21% by professional, achieving also almost 85% of the sales internationally, having an EBITDA at about 200 million in 2010 and zero in net debt, the board of directors has today approved a plan to separate totally into two listed separated entities, the household division from the professional division. Although this is a definitely new decision, in reality, already in 2007, the group has put, has reorganized the group in order to have totally separate companies underneath the listed business, addressing the two separated markets, being household and professional, with different managements and different legal entities. Today, we believe that it's time for us really to move on, to go to the next level for both divisions, household and professional, and let professional work alone as a single listed company. We believe that for sure the two businesses are characterized by a very different client base and very different market dynamics. And we need to be more effective in the management, and thanks to the strong management we have with the separated management teams focused in each one business, we think we can accelerate growth for both divisions. We think also the new independent structure will give higher flexibility on the strategy execution for each division, and will suffer from very limited synergies between professional and household division, which are basically related only to some financial aspects. We think also that in this new organization with two listed legal entities, we will provide the market an increased transparency and better information for both divisions. We think that we have finally the chance to give the possibility to fully understand the strategy of and the potential of professional with these high-class, high-energy, efficient products. It's great exposure to emerging markets to his management team, and today we have here sitting at a table with us in Treviso, the CEO of Professional, Mr. Carlo Grossi, that you will have occasion to talk to him later. But even more, considering the low debt or the zero debt that the group has today, and the fact that the group, the Long Investor, wants to operate and do something in M&A, we think that the Long Clima will have the opportunity, the new entity, will have the possibility to be a consolidator also in HVAC. We think that this wouldn't be possible if the Longhi professional will be part of the Longhi SPA of today, because it would show probably the risk of seeing the listed the Longhi as of today defocusing from its core business, and maybe losing great opportunities to make M&A with a good target for professional. Also, we think that probably investors might really understand the household division story, but are maybe not fully convinced but having the same company also a legal professional business. Therefore, household can deliver on a standalone base a much cleaner equity story. And we will be more effective in positioning the, say, the new De'Longhi household as a global leader in gourmet and high coffee machine markets, which are delivering high growth rate, and also positioning De'Longhi more as an accessible luxury company in the global landscape. In the end, after the transaction, we will have by January the 2nd, two listed businesses. Each shareholder will have still one share of the current De'Longhi SPA company, but will be controlling through the share only the household division, while professional, they will also receive one share of a new company, which now will be called De'Longhi DL Clima, which will control the professional division of De'Longhi. Even more importantly, today we have disclosed the preliminary results for the first half, which are also giving comfort to the management about the strength of each one of the two divisions. For the first time, both divisions are growing at double digits in the 6 months, with the household still with a very sound growth at 17.8% for the 6 months, and professional getting very close to that growth rate at 15% year on year after a record growth in the quarter at 19%. In this perspective, we believe that we are convinced that each company can deliver each division will deliver good results in the future, and we are now more bullish about the professional growth rates from the former indication of 5% for the year, while we keep our target for household at 10%. I have no more to add, and I leave the session open to Q&A.
The Q&A session is now open. You can register dialing star followed by one. Next question comes from Mr. Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank.
Yes, good evening to everybody. I have two questions. The first one on the spin-off, if the headquarter cost will increase after the spin-off with the application of, I think, the CEO and CFO top management figures, and how will you attribute the value on the basis of which ratio will you attribute the value to the two divisions? And regarding results, if you can give us an indication of the backlog of the professional division. And I don't remember, you said that the guidance is now plus 5% for the year. What was before the guidance for the professional division? Thanks.
Okay, so with regard to the headquarters, we always said that the two business have different management team. Although we will for sure have to have two board of directors with listed business, so probably we will incur in some cost increase due to another board of directors, but we don't envisage major impacts at headquarter costs. For what matters the growth rates, we have announced last year an official target for the Longhi Group generally at about 10%. Let's say we say we're going to grow up to 10%, where we thought that there was a potential for the Longhi household to be really at 10% or double digit, while for professional we were envisaging a much lower growth rate at, let's say, maximum 5%. Today we are still bullish on the Longhi Bulli household, so we confirm the targets for household. Obviously we have a higher growth rate in the first half due to an easier comparison year on year in the first half, but we still think that we can deliver growth also in the second part of the year and in the target for the division. While for professional, we have a strong quarter and we have good indication for the year, so we think that we should increase the target for the division now above 5%, and we want to be a bit careful on that, but we think that now the target for the division in the short term for the year should be between 5 and 10%. If this answers your question,
yes, and can you give us an indication of the backlog you have at the moment and how it is running?
On the backlog, we said the backlog for household is not necessarily very significant.
No, not professional, I was meaning.
For professional, I think that we feel that the backlog is building in line with the backlog is in line with the growth rates. With the growth rates.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Bacoccoli from Banca IMI. Mr. Bacoccoli, please.
Just a few questions for you on the spin-off. The first one relates to the net worth of the two different divisions. Reading your press release, it seems that both the divisions are going to have almost the same net worth. And I was wondering why, taking into account that the household business is much larger than the professional business. Is this due to some technical reason related to the spin-off, or is there any other reason behind that? The second question regards the corporate cost, which amounted to €8 million in 2010, and I was wondering how should we project these costs going forward. I mean, how should we split these costs between two different divisions? And finally, if you could please tell us some peer name for Clima Veneta, just to make some comparison going forward.
I'm sorry, I think I missed the last question on Clima Veneta.
Yeah, well, just if you can give us some name of other companies working in the same business, just in order to, which could be maybe preferably listed, just to make some benchmarking and comparison.
Okay, yes. With regards to the net worth, and it's a little bit too early now. We will complete through some further steps what will be the final asset for the companies, and this will be completed from now on, say, before the year end. So on this, I would answer to this at the due time. With regards to corporate costs, you can expect that most of corporate costs will be carried by household, and only very limited will be transferred to professional. In terms of the name, companies which should be in the benchmark for the household division, all our advisors are still working on a panel, but for the time being, we have a list of pure players, including AAON, American company, Linox, Nibe, and Daikin. Also, we are including some HVAC conglomerates, but because of the size of few of them and the complexity of their business, maybe are less applicable. And we are including for the time being, however, Johnson Controls, Upnor, Emerson, United Technologies, Waving, and Water. On this, we will possibly circulate some information
yes, please.
There, later.
Yes. Sorry, just a follow-up question on the first half performance. You said that you are raising the guidance for the professional division. Well, it seems that overall the entire group sales could achieve a 10% growth, if I understood correctly.
Well, I think that given the numbers, I would say it's possible that we beat the former guidances we gave. But I think that the markets are very unpredictable. We see more complexity coming up in Europe, and therefore we want to be cautious, because also we are aware of the very tough comparison we're going to have in the next quarters due to an extraordinary performance of the company in the last quarter last year, where we were twice above 20%.
Okay. Some big players in the white goods business are reporting during this day these quite disappointing results and giving a poor outlook for demand going forward. as the Western Europe markets are experiencing a significant slowdown in consumer spending. Are you seeing any signal like that, or you don't see any slowdown?
No, I said before, we are aware that we are outperforming other companies at the moment. I believe that SEB is much better benchmark to De'Longhi than Electrolux or Philips, if you were alluding to them for the poor performance of some competitors in the short term. But I want to outline that the problems of Philips are very much related to brown goods and television. They made very clear that they are performing quite well in SDA. Obviously, we don't have much disclosure about the sales breakdown, but this was clear from the information package they sent out. On the contrary, Electrolux is very much focused in white goods. And also white goods, although we've been very often compared to Indesit and Electrolux, are totally different, are driven by different consumer trends, high penetration, and also related maybe to renovation or new developments. We compete mainly with the household division in coffee makers, and particularly in espresso coffee makers, which still have a very low penetration. And also we compete with food preparation, where we see secular trend for cooking at home, gourmet cooking at home, also with low penetration. I think that also on top of it, De'Longhi can count on a rather strong geography with good growth coming from emerging markets like Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, but now also Southern East Asia and China and Australia and New Zealand, where the group is delivering good growth in positive markets. Obviously, we all read about the problems of Europe, Greece, Italy, and we are aware of a potential slowdown of the market. So in this perspective, that's why we don't want to raise our targets, even if the results for the first 6 months would indicate that beating targets should be in our possibility. I think that we can probably better address your question probably in the conference call in August after reviewing sales in July and August.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Julien Bateau from Pascal. Mr. Bateau, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Hi. Just a quick question. Most of my questions were answered. The last one was, is there a big difference in terms of working capital from the division, from the professional division to the household division? I mean, can I split the working capital according to the sales level, or one division has more working capital?
I already answered to Mr. Bacoccoli about the fact that we will give indication of how we will split the net worth and
okay.
Other details about the split in the next months. However, definitely you cannot use sales as a parameter for splitting net worth. And I would say that you should generally expect net worth fairly similar between the two divisions. So for sure, we'll have more net worth on professional compared to sales. But again, the final information will be given in the next months.
Okay, just a precision. You sound a bit more cautious today. Is it? I mean, is it? Do you see this cautiousness, or do you extrapolate this cautiousness from the figures you see at the moment, or do you see a, you know, a downtrend in the sales figure, or is it just because you read the newspaper like we do and you are?
No, I don't think I'm more cautious. I'm confirming the targets, and we can beat the targets.
Okay.
I think I'm too bullish. The point is that I would just recall that we will compare to a very strong second half last year.
Yeah.
So we compare quarters that in which, say, this year we will compare to quarters which were showing year-on-year growth at 20%. And obviously, I think also that we can expect some slowdown in Europe because for sure that the market will be tougher. But I still confirm the targets, and I'm not worried because we had another terrific quarter. But now to give, I think we should confirm the targets because we don't see any particular problem in the short term. But we are aware of what's happening in the world. I see the results of similar industries, different but similar industries. And but I feel comfortable with the targets we have.
Next question comes from Mr. Bonfa Andrea from Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfa, please.
Hello, good evening to everybody. Very quickly, I would like to know if it's possible to have 2010 net profit pro forma of the professional division, and if you can already mention to us, I do apologize on that, I came late to the conference call, maybe you already mentioned that, if we can know what will be the net debt allocated to the professional division, if any. And the third one, if I understood correctly, the reason for the spin-off are quite obvious. I mean, we were kind of waiting for this operation at some point. But is that the case? Looking at your at the fact that you mentioned M&A potential, the professional division, that the family, the Longhi family, will definitely accept to go below, largely below 50%, in order to allow the growth potential to fully unfold. Thank you very much.
First question about net profit. No, we don't have net profit to disclose about divisions. With regard to net debt, well, in reality, the net debt for the group is zero today. We expect to deliver further cash during the year, so we will talk about very little debt eventually. This will be discussed and approved at the shareholders' meeting on presented and approved at the shareholder meeting in October, in the 11th of October. And therefore, it is too early to say as about net worth on, also on debt. However, I would remind that the debt level for the group is zero as of today, as latest information. In terms of the last question was about,
it was about the family dilution.
The family dilution. I think that really today we are focusing about splitting. The point is that we felt that our equity story was not clean enough, and there were, let's say, pressure, if I can say so, from investors in one-on-one meetings about eventually selling the professional division and cleaning the equity story. In reality, the family, as shareholder, is very happy of both divisions, and is want to focus on both divisions. So this is a step that will allow the family to to maintain the control of both divisions and to give opportunity to each one of the two divisions to grow in the future also through M&A without possible discussion and misunderstanding from the market whether we are diluting the household story and not focusing enough on household, or maybe losing great opportunities on professional because we are just focusing more on household.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Jacopo Maiocchi from Deutsche Bank. Mr. Maiocchi, please.
Yes, just a brief follow-up. If you can give us an indication on the margin trend in the second quarter, if the expansion will be similar to the one recorded in Q1, and if we can give us an indication on the trend of the new product launched on the market, specifically the new Latissima and also the Dolce Gusto. Thanks.
Yes, okay, thank you. About the margin, as you know, we don't disclose margin information today. We will inform about margin performance at the end of October, of August. However, seeing also the difficulties of other companies in Durable, I would like at least to ensure that we will continue to deliver on good margins in line with what should be our year-end target. With regard to new product launches, and thank you for asking questions on products that we really love, I think Latissima was presented in many markets, and we feel very strong about the new Latissima Plus. We feel very strong about this new launch, and I think that this really should deliver strong incremental sales in the capsule segment for year-end. Also, we have expectation for super support from Nespresso in terms of advertising in order to continue to grow the category. Also, Dolce Gusto, we are happy about the performance of Dolce Gusto in the market where it was launched during 2010. More specifically, I recall that we launched Spain, Switzerland, Italy, and the Scandic markets, which are in the end four single markets. And we are very, very proud to have the chance to be only distributors for Dolce Gusto starting September in the United States. We said many times that this is, in a certain way, a question mark. It's a question mark because there is a huge potential that is all new to us. What I think is that we will have, again, a great support in terms of marketing from Nestlé on the Dolce Gusto brand, and we feel that we are very proud to have gained this distribution exclusively for United States, and we have we're eager to get working on that and to deliver also growth in this great potential market.
Thank you.
There are no questions at the moment. I remind you to ask more questions, press the star followed by one. Next question comes from Andrea Bonfà from Banca Aletti. Mr. Bonfà, please.
Sorry, follow-up question. As far as gross margin is concerned, you focus, let's say, this press release, and also you mentioned that the growth of the second quarter was driven in the professional segment by the, let's say, large cooling industrial plants. Is it possible to know what's the gross margin of this activity vis-a-vis the overall gross margin of household? Is it more or less in line, or is it below or higher?
No, on gross margin, I don't think gross margin, comparison of gross margin between the two divisions could help understanding the potential of profitability of the two businesses. The nature is so different. Household has advertising and many variable costs and different structure of fixed costs. So really, I don't think is a lower gross margin you can expect from professional could even result in some cases with a higher EBITDA margin. So I don't think it's a good indication.
Okay, and if I may, the radiator business within the professional, let's say, segment, and so the new company, is going to stay there, or is going to be diluted, or is it going to work? I mean, what are your thoughts on that particular niche within the professional, which, for what we know, is the one with the lowest profitability, if I may?
No, yes, absolutely, it's a good question. I believe that for sure, we believe that our focus for the division will be more on thermocooling machines rather than radiators. So we are not in a hurry to make a change in the scope or perimeter of consolidation of the division. We think that the future will be more in thermocooling machines. But for the time being, this is the perimeter.
Okay. Thank you very much again.
There are no questions at the moment. I confirm there are no more questions at the moment.
So if there are no more questions, I thank you all for attending the De'Longhi conference call. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling.